Okay.
Well, that's happy birthday to me, Blur dubbing it up in a King David style in our garden, and there's going to be more of that sort of jollification later on in the programme, and an informal chat with the pop princes. Let me just put that over there, and if you'd now like to join me in the garden, we'll see what those Blur lads are up to.
This is called Bugman. We're in. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I think you've got the same will to get into that pretty hell.
It's called B-L-U-R-E-M-I. Song's called 1992.
Going into business, an agreement to your.
Sorry about that feedback. It's an old B-side called Bone Bag.
Thank you. This is called Trim Trap, after the great Adidas trainer Trim Trap, which I'm actually wearing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've heard a selection of top tunes from Blur, and our thanks, of course, to them for doing all of that, we're going to lure them into the kitchen. We're going to sit, and that's probably actually lure them back into the studio and play them one or two records and talk about, you know, showbiz and other important matters. So let's all now go through to the far end of the house. Not that big a house, actually, to be honest.
We've got to listen to some records and say what we think about them in the absence of having anything else to do. The idea was that we would all choose B-sides that had enhanced our lives, but as none of you have done that, and neither have I.
I would have had Lonesome Tonight by New Order, the B-side.
Would you? Because, yeah. Well, we can probably find that, because...
Seesaw by The Jam, I used to like.
Oh, right, OK, well...
Oh, that, those kind of... Other people's B-sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not your own. Yes, really, no, it's not like Victoria de Los Angeles, when she was on Desert Island Discs, picked all her own records.
Oh,
I never understand it.
Some people do that. She's not the only
she
one.
Was I think she was the only... I don't know if you have picked others of them, but she picked all eight of her own records. So what was the New Order track you wanted?
It's called Lonesome Tonight, B-side of Thieves Like Us.
Are you lonesome? Not that one, I take it. No. Okay. No, Lonesome Tonight. You 12-inch, was it?
Yeah.
Must have been, yeah.
It was when they were...
Where
are
the B-sides?
Right, OK. And then what was the Jam one?
It was the Seesaw. B-side of Eaton Rifles, I think.
Oh, right, OK.
Well, I'll get it.
Hold on, I'll show
you what.
Because
the rocks.
Our 7-inch singles were sorted out by our Florence's boyfriend Tom, and the 12-inch singles were sorted out by Alexandra's boyfriend James. So they will know exactly where these things are. So when somebody comes in, but this is your drum technician when he arrived. He sort of threw down the challenge and he said, "Have you got the Star Jets and Shirelio? Have you ever heard that?"
No.
From that golden year.
She was asking me for ages about that.
Can't read it. What does it say? 1980. Right. Which I can't remember ever having heard, but I think we should hear it. Am I going to play you the right track? I think so. Cherileo, those are the Star Jets, which your steward, the road tech, has been yearning for something like 20
Stew
years.
We're calling him Stewpot.
Can you understand that? I mean, is that...
Do I understand that record?
Well, when you remember things...
strangely, in any way?
When you remember things like that, you remember them sort of perfectly recorded. That,
yeah.
Do you remember...
And the reality is often disappointing.
It reminds me of a band called, I think they're called The Knack.
Yes. Sounds like The Knack sort of thing, isn't it?
What's that song?
And the Jags, it sounds like. Oh, yeah. Like in
Jags,
back of my hand by the Jags.
Listen, Bill, we'll put it, because our Fosse, as last time, is prepared to rush out and find records. What's the Knack one you want?
Do the beat.
I am the beat, the look.
I am the beat,
that
the
was
look.
The look.
The look is the look, not the neck.
Oh, yeah, that was I think that might be the first ever 7-inch I bought.
I am the beat.
I am the beat, by the look.
Cool.
I'm in demand. I am the beat.
Right, okay. No, no, that's very good. We like that. And what was
everyone looks like Bruce Foxton in this.
Yeah. They all look like Bruce
Foxton.
It's
amazing how many bands... I thought that was a song title. Okay. Fosse, can you go and look for Seesaw by The Jam? And I Am the Beat by The Look. Can you remember that?
It's kind of similar to all those bands that come
after
Oasis.
And then if you can go up to the other shed and get Lonesome Tonight by New Order.
It's Eaton Rifles.
You've got more well-trained, John.
Old wave of
New Order. Normally, they're deeply rebellious. It's because you're here that they're all their best behaviour. Normally, oh, Dad, do I have to?
There's about three times as many... young people here as last time we were here. Is
well, the thing is that
proliferation.
Our Alexandra's James had his. It was his birthday last
night,
and he's from Derry, and she had arranged for some of his mates to come over from Derry.
Right.
And she went into a pub in Stowmarket or Ipswich or something with him. You know, and they were just going to have a quiet birthday drink and. The pub had got his mates were sitting in the pub and he hadn't seen them for like several years, you know, so it was a bit rather a moving moment. And then they came and stayed on because we got in one of the sheds, there's a kind of room.
You're gonna have to build some extensions,
yeah. Build an extension. Now, I was appalled here that none of you had actually heard Misty and Roots live at the County Eurovision Festival 79.
No.
When you were dubbing it up in a King David style, most effectively, I think. there's a reference in here to dashing away with the Roots controller, which I'm not quite sure what it means, but it sounds great, you know, and I want to do it. But it says the County Eurovision took place at the Cirque Royal in Brussels on March the 31st and April the 1st, 1979, and so on, rather boring stuff. But it is actually one of the great spiritual recordings of all time, and I'm amazed, rather shocked, that you don't know it.
When we trod this land, we walk for one reason. The reason is to try to help another man to think for himself. The music of our art is roots music. Music which recalls history. Because without the knowledge of your history, you cannot determine your destiny. The music about the present, because if you're not conscious of the present, you're like a cabbage in this society. Music which tells about the future and the judgment which is to come. The music of our art is roots, presenting Misty in roots.
Roots music for everybody. I like to say good evening or good morning. This one called Mankind, You a Sinner.
Think you sit low on ya.
Majestic record. Anyway,
certainly.
Are you impressed with that all day, please? Hey,
can we just listen to that?
Of course. Well, actually, I should be very happy to do so. I used to tell people that it was my favourite LP of all time, and it probably still is. And we met them once in Colchester, oddly enough. They played at the university, and I'd never met them before, and they were actually sort of spiritual people. You know, you just felt immensely kind of relaxed in their presence. I thought they were fantastic. Right, people have gone out looking for various records that you mentioned, and will return with them shortly. And you're going through. There's a huge. Are you impressed by this? This is like 2 days box of releases.
So how do you choose?
It's. I have no idea. It's just I just listen to stuff in a random way, and things come up, and I think, oh yeah, I'll play that on the radio, and
then. Skateboard.
But
Roadhouse.
I say this is. Do you know Wheat at all?
No.
Oh, well, this is one of those bands that are tipped for the top.
Thank you.
right. Any thoughts on that, or weren't you listening to? You probably weren't
listening to. I thought that was dead nice.
Yeah, dead bass player was working hard.
You are?
Bass player's working hard.
I like things
one's taken off by itself.
I like technology. Things that sound like they're going to make the needle jump out. That's
yeah, which it occasionally does on that turntable, in fact, but not on that occasion. What's the significance of this New Order thing? Is it?
I think it's just the height of my New Order madness. I was an obsessive New Order fan.
Oh, see, is it rare or something?
No, it's just a B-side. I know, I like it.
So I can't sell it to you for a bus. Disappointing. Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's not the right way to play it, are they?
I mean, that was a pretty far-out guitar sound in those days.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, why, you just said Aberystwyth, the new... What did you say, Aberystwyth, the new...
the new San Francisco.
Any particular reason for saying
well,
that?
Well, Murray the Hump sent me their new single. I get one single a week.
Right. Well, I'll probably... It's probably in one of these boxes.
I hope so. It's really good.
Unheard, rather shockingly. Sam Hain, you want... What's...
Go on, then. Yeah, put that one here. He cannot be whatever...
No, not he that cannot be named.
No, but that, which is a much better title. This is from an LP from, what year? It doesn't say what year.
Came
it was
on
Plan 9
a skateboard
though.
Video. And I've been looking for it ever since.
Right, OK. And it's got, the LP is called Initia. Oh, they're all covered in blood on the front.
Yeah, it's proper real blood as well.
I bet it is, too. You can tell, can't you? Okay. Instantly, you learn to identify real blood. And there were Glenn Danzig, vocals and guitar, Eerie Von, bass, and Steve Zing on drums. Do you think those are their real names?
They're very happy about it, do they?
I don't know.
If that was your thing, being covered with blood, you'd look a bit more cheerful about it, wouldn't you, in my opinion?
Well, you've insisted on hearing Archangel. I would go with He Who Cannot Be Named, but because you're the guest, we'll play you the one that you want to hear. Yeah.
John, is it all right to smoke?
Of course it is, yeah, yeah. I say, I mean, obviously, normally I say no, but seeing as you're a bit of a celeb, we'll let you do it. And you did bring me a fantastic birthday present for that and that alone. You can smoke. What is there in that Christie's catalogue that's taking your fancy?
There's some Madonna's knickers.
Oh.
And,
there's
a candle.
There's always one, isn't there? No,
there's always
the 18 to 30s holiday mentality.
No, it's not the knickers, it's the, is that, is it Versace, the pointy
Madonna's
bra
knickers,
thing? No, it's the pointy bra thing.
Oh, God. I really didn't like that ever.
No. I've only ever been for one thing in an auction. And I'll show you, there was in a record auction at Philips or Sotheby's or Christie's, I forget which one, but there was an Elvis Presley single on Sun, which would have been worth having in its own right, you know. But somebody had got the whole band to sign it, and of course he had his Scotty Moore guitar, Bill Black bass, and then the DJ Fontana drums, and he'd signed it Elvis Presley in brackets singer. And I thought, that belongs in my house, and I bid a prodigious sum of money for it. I mean, I'm rather ashamed of how much I bid on it, but I didn't get it, because you know that,
but
it's now
tried,
I did try, but it's now in a bank vault in Tokyo or Boston or somewhere, you know, and it needs to be here on this shelf. That's where it belongs, you know. Anyway, did Sam Haynes speak to you with the same authoritative voice that it did?
Incredible. Yes, thank you. Okay. I've got a very dodgy, horrible recording on it, on a video, and that's it. But
okay, well, in that case, we'll...
clear as a bell.
One of us will do the whole thing for you. Highly illegal, but we'll...
Cheers.
I don't think Sam Hain are going to come looking for us. If they do, God help us, frankly. No. Butcher the entire family. Appear at the door with chainsaws. Hello, Mr. Peel. Right, what have we got? This was the Congos, Fisherman Row.
Keep on rolling. sell the best collie in Seaport Town. Watch you beg the collie man. I'm the best collie weed in town.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
That is fantastic, actually. Those were the Congos and fishermen. Lee Perry refused to work with them after this, you know, because he said they were dirty and smelled.
Really?
Yeah. But he made a great LP with them, and that's probably the best track. There's a lot of admiration being expressed now for one of my birthday presents given to me by Damien O'Neill, which is the original lyrics for Teenage Cakes. And I sort of like... I would sleep with it if I thought it would break and the glass would pierce me to the heart.
It's kind of sort of like a shin pad, isn't it?
Yes. With Get Over You on the back of it as well. Almost.
You've actually written All Right on the end. It's not an ad-lib at all, was it?
It's all right.
Carefully planned.
Yes, I still can't right. hear that without getting a tear in my eye.
All right now.
If you have to pull it towards you and then push it up, and don't drop it. Mr. Frost is still trying to find the adverts record. I'm appalled to hear that we don't have. I know I've got a 7.
The last time we came here, you were in the process of some sort of reevaluation.
It's a continuous process. To this day.
Sorry, I was going to say.
You may speak.
Lee Dorsey working in a coal mine.
Oh, another great record. Flossie, can you go? Lee Dorsey working in the coal mine. Dorsey.
Can you write it down?
Okay. Come to Daddy.
Now that record changed my life, definitely.
I've written down two questions here, see, because I thought obviously a penetrating interview. One of the things was, what's the strangest thing that you've read about yourselves in the past year? There's been a lot of stuff. What's about this chili?
Well, we just read about that today. I mean, we read about it in the Times that we're...
Your extraordinary bravery in contemplating going to...
We've been death threats from... Pinochet's sympathisers in Chile.
Fortunately, most of them are now too old to aim a rifle. Yeah. You're probably
apparently we're not allowed to sort of go anywhere where there are crowds.
we're not allowed to make a public appearance, are we?
Are you?
We might be kidnapped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently, we were ignoring Foreign Office advice, haven't we?
You're a bit uneasy about it.
Our Foreign Office representative.
I don't want to be hit in the head with rifle butts and things, particularly.
Really?
Rifle butts are easy to aim.
But at the same time, I wouldn't want to not go to Chile just because,
Let's wait till it blows over.
That's what the government's doing. Obviously, because they reckon that he's... my view is that they reckon that he's going to die shortly anyway.
But I'm sure there's a lot of people in Chile who would appreciate you going over there and not being kind of intimidated by...
I'm sure they would. Mm. And the other thing I wanted to ask you...
Well, I'm probably in the minority.
What that means, when the Foreign Office issue that advice, is what it means is they now wash their hands of it. They've warned you, and there we are. If you get, they won't send the SAS in.
I just find it amazing that the first time we hear about it is in the Times. Mm. No one's actually told us.
What about cover versions? Has anybody ever done a good cover version of any of your tunes?
Oh, someone did a really good... What's his name? He did Girls and Boys in a Waltz Time.
Him from the Hicksons?
Yeah, yeah, from the Hicksons. Oh,
Terry Edwards.
From Norwich.
Terry Edwards?
Yes.
Yeah, Terry
Top
Edwards.
Man. Yeah. He ate a lot of forage.
Right.
That was really good, I thought.
Some happy hardcore.
Bratmobile. They did a version of There's No Other Way.
Yeah.
But that was for one of your
Kurt Cobain did a version of There's No Other Way on Bristol local radio in 1991.
Is that true, yeah?
Yes, yeah, I've got a recording of it.
I've got the Look record here, which I intend to play.
Oh, brilliant.
But before that...
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear that.
A bit of happy hardcore, because it's... I've written on it in Record of the Year, 1996, which it certainly was for me, and you may not have heard this, and obviously it couldn't be a hit because it's you know, they'd probably got into trouble with the band that made the original record.
People want to do more records like that, you know what I mean? It's so terrific. Remind me what it was that you were so keen about with this...
The look thing,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
this is Beat.
Is that it? Have you got no justification at all?
I just thought it was brilliant when I was sort of 13.
Right, okay. In that case, we better just play it, seeing as you can't think of anything else to say.
Sorry.
That's all right. Is this the right speed?
Almost the first loop, you know.
Yeah, I can sort of hear you singing that, actually. Have you ever been tempted to...
I would sample it, though. Yeah. I could definitely do something with it as a sample.
Okay. Who was it who wanted to hear Lee Dorsey?
Me.
For any particular reason? Just.
Oh, it's the Bing Bing. The kind of
the working in the coal mines.
Bing Bing. That's a life-changing Bing Bing, that is. Okay, well, that's, that the kind of, that's the sound of coal being mined. The authentic
of course,
sound.
Absolutely. Yeah. What a great voice, though.
Yeah, wonderful.
And, you know, whatever I mean, there are so many people, you know, like so many black Americans who had fantastic voices and made beautiful records and then disappeared after, like, a handful of singles and perhaps one compilation LP, whereas people like Simply Red are on their 15th LP. You know, I'm not inviting you to see the showbiz controversy, but you do start to think, what has gone wrong with this world, you know? And there's a record which is a great favourite of ours in this house by a man called Stanley Winston called No More Ghettos in America. You ever heard
of
that?
Oh, yes.
And it's the only record he ever made. And I've got, like, mates in the...
There's a lot of those kind of records.
And I've got mates who've been trying to find
Fire records, especially, do you know?
Fire
records. Yeah. There are a load of amazing things.
They did Elmore James, they did some great... Lightning Hopkins had a number one record in Dallas. On Fire. Number one record in the pop charts, Mojo Hand. Going to Louisiana, get me a Mojo Hand. And, it's amazing stuff, really. I want to play you Stanley Winston's No More Ghettos in America. I wasn't going to play you too many more records, but this is one of the... We have real problems with getting reggae artists to do sessions for us. Now, I have to be careful how I put this, because we often book them, and they don't turn up. And we had... Sugar Miner, but we have booked three times. Never hasn't appeared yet. And still waiting. People going out and well, he should have been here. Crossing them out. Appearing down the road. But we did get... I mean, Culture, as far as I'm concerned, would have done as many sessions as the Fall if it had been possible to get them in to do them. And this one, which they did, goodness only knows when it was, but...
in 1982, and they did this song, Lion Rock, which is, again, in our house, all of, you find all of the children in this house know all of the words to this.
Right, so you're recommending the Carnival?
I do if you like reggae, yeah.
Sheila and I are not very good on crowds, to be honest, and we are essentially country folk. But I did go to, I can't remember which Carnival it was, when I first started buying reggae records in appreciable numbers, and there was a sound system playing underneath the motorway there. Yeah. And, of course, you know, that made the sound even better, because it was all top and bottom, there's nothing in between at all, and just shattering stuff. Yeah, and it was just quite wonderful. And there was a little stall by there selling records, and I, you know, bought far too many records. And you're right, though, I thought this is how it should be heard, you know. That's have you ever heard, have you must have heard that Aswad live at the Notting Hill Carnival?
Yeah.
Where they go, there's a little soaker bit at the end of the
soaker out, I mean.
And they just go into like a are you in the carnival? Soaker. And it's, are you Irie? And everybody, yeah, and it's in the carnival.
This year, the big soaker tune was a ticket from the back, a ticket from the front, a ticket from the back, a ticket from the front.
Who was that by?
I don't know. What
not suitable for radio play, by the sound of it.
It was in the, actually, on one of the floats, and everyone, it was a good tune.
Yeah.
It was a good tune.
Okay. This is Stanley Winston, No More Ghettos in America.
Today, my friends, so many of us bathing in luxury, fame and fortune, riches, and yet some of us have so little. Some of us today don't even know the ghetto exists in America today. But I don't think there could be another ghetto in America today. Not for me. You know something else today? Some of us have only to look outside our back doors and look into the ghetto. So much sadness and poverty, loneliness. But you know, today, my friends, we got to stamp out the ghetto. There can't be no ghettos today in America. I don't think there could be any ghettos in America. Not for me.
Well, we're almost to the end of Blur at Peel Acres 2, and our thanks, obviously, to the band for being most amiable and adaptable and so forth, but also particularly to all of the people that came with them, of which there were a fair number, but all of them fitted in almost as though they belonged in our house anyway, so we're very grateful to them for the way that they've conducted themselves during the day, and they'll be welcome back at any time under any circumstances, by and large. And thanks to you, of course, for listening, and hopefully perhaps Blur will come back to our house again some other stage. Right now, though, of course, Mary Ann Hobbs lurks in the wings, and it's time for the news at 12 midnight.